4. Brittle. Why and how Goliath became David. Part 1. The Syndrome. Man in Black, after defeating the giant Fezzik. I do not envy you the headache you will have when you awake. But for now, rest well and dream of large women. The Princess Bride, William Goldman. In the spring of 2010, a handful of moms on Facebook registered complaints about the performance of reformulated Pampers Dry Max diapers. The product was wildly popular with consumers, but the Facebook moms were able to convey a broader sense of outrage than there really was by approaching media that were interested in covering online activism. The coverage contained the images of irritable babies with diaper rash, as if the common skin condition were a nascent scourge in human history brought on by this new product. Needless to say, close-up photos of infants' reddened skin are disturbing to look at. You want to blame somebody. Predictably, this attracted more Facebook moms, which added to the erroneous perception of broad-based consumer anxiety. Plaintiffs' lawyers entered the fray and filed a class-action lawsuit. The coverage receded in large measure because of the popularity of the diapers and because there was nowhere else for the story to go once the Consumer Product Safety Commission found no link to diaper rash. A little more than 2 years later, a U.S. appeals court threw out the settlement the plaintiffs reached with Pampers manufacturer Procter & Gamble because the class members were left with nothing but nearly worthless injunctive relief. In other words, the only winners were the lawyers. The Great Diaper Caper of 2010 illustrates the glass jaw phenomenon in the form of big companies known for resilience and innovation, made vulnerable by a few motivated parties, and how those parties can be appropriated by savvy operators. As with anything brittle, the term doesn't mean that the object will be destroyed beyond recognition or usefulness, but that it can be damaged or severely disrupted from its regular function, at great cost. The core operating principle of the brittleness syndrome